Apophaticism in the Neoplatonic Tradition by Daria Dugina. The Neoplatonic philosopher Damasius said that the domain of discourse on the inexpressible is the sphere of hyper-ignorance, uparagnia. Simply talking about apophatic theology and the apophatic instance is dangerous. It contains many traps and requires many reservations and digressions. I will try to guide us through these traps. If at some point you and I still fall into a trap, I propose to try to get out of it together. In order to comprehensively consider the question of the apophatic principle and changes in its interpretation from late Neoplatonism to Christian theology, it is undoubtedly necessary to look at the source of apophatic theology. Here we come to Plato's main dialogue, Parmenides, in the first hypothesis of which the one is described as having no parts, not being a whole, having neither beginning nor end, being neither like nor unlike itself or another. Then come characteristics associated with time. The one does not exist in any time. Another important characteristic of interest to us in the context of today's presentation is how the one in no way partakes in being and is therefore somehow non-existent. In the continued description of this apophatic one, which is a epeikeia tis ousias, beyond being, above everything, a thesis appears that is of importance to the development of apophatic theology. The one has no name, there is no word for it, and there is no possibility of knowing or having an opinion about it, nor is there a possibility of sensibly perceiving it. If we literally quote Plato, we see the following phrasing: therefore, no name belongs to it, nor is there an account or any knowledge or perception or opinion of it. Plotinus developed this theme and defined the apophatic one in the following manner. Since the nature of the one is what generates all things, it isn't itself one of them. It isn't anything, nor is it of any quality or size, nor is it either intellect or soul. It is neither moving nor standing still, nor in place nor period, but it is itself by itself, of only one form, or rather, of no form at all, being before all form, before motion, before rest. These things are part of being, and are what makes being many. This aspect is what interests us. The first hypothesis of Plato's Parmenides will be taken as one of the starting points in the development of apophatic theology in Platonism, first by Plato, then by Proclus, Damasius, and all the others. Translated by J. Farnold. From the book Eschatological Optimism.